This is Ken Carpenter welcoming you to the Bing Crosby Show, transcribed in Hollywood and brought to you by new coffee flavor Instant Postum, a wonderful tasting hot beverage that contains no caffeine. It lets you sleep. And now for coffee flavor Instant Postum, here's Bing Crosby.
Good evening. We start off tonight with Irving Berlin's Mandy from the Paramount Technicolor picture in this division, White Christmas. The Buddy Cole Group is on hand to beat this out with me.
I was strolling out one evening by the silvery moon. I could hear somebody singing a familiar tune. So I stopped a while to listen. Not a word I wanted to miss. It was just somebody serenading. Something like this. Mandy, there's a minister handy, and it sure would be dandy if we let him make a feast. So don't you linger, here's a ring for your finger, isn't it a humdinger? Come on along and let the wedding time bring happy times for Mandy and me.
Mandy, oh, Bulger, beat this to pieces.
Minister's handy, and it sure would be dandy.
O'Connor could flip this.
Let's let him make a feast. So don't you linger. I got a ring for your finger, and it's sure a humdinger. Come on along and let the wedding chimes bring happy times for Mandy and me.
Galen Drake now takes over, and his topic, the new coffee flavor Instant Postum.
You ever wonder if you've outgrown fun? Well, fun isn't just for children or the rich, you know. Fun is what keeps you feeling young and looking young, and you need it. But maybe you're missing out. Maybe you drag through the day, lose your temper easily. You're not sick, but you're not well either. Well, you're not alone. Lots of people feel that way. They're missing out on fun, too, and they don't know why either. Now, your doctor would tell you that for some people, one of the worst offenders against the human nervous system is caffeine. Would you like to feel right again? Well, switch from caffeine-heavy coffee to the new coffee flavor Instant Postum, now available for the first time. Not a bit of caffeine, a sleepless hour, or a headache in it. You try new coffee flavor Instant Postum for at least 30 days, and then you can start in having fun again.
Now for a song, here's I'm a Fool to Care.
I'm a fool to care when you treat me this way. I know I love you, but what can I do? I'm a fool to care. I'm a fool to cry when you tell me goodbye. You left me so blue when you were untrue. I'm a fool to care. I know I should laugh. I'd ought to call it a day. But I know I would cry if you went away. I'm a fool to care when you don't care for me. So why should I pretend I'm gonna lose in the end? I'm a fool to care. Such a fool.
There's a book coming out soon. At least I guess it's coming out soon because it's running serially in the Ladies' Home Journal now, and that's generally a pre-publication practice. It's a book I'm surely going to lay for. It's an autobiography. Ethel Barrymore's memoirs. Gee, what a fabulously interesting life this great lady has lived. At 13 years of age, she was taken from a convent and went to California with her mother, who was very ill. Her mother died very shortly after their arrival in California, and Ethel, at 13 years of age, put up her hair, bought a black dress, and made all the arrangements to accompany her mother's body back east for burial. A little over a year later, at the age of 15, she made her stage debut in a very small part in the play called The Rivals, a play in which her aunt and her uncle, the Drews, were featured or starred. And thus began a career which spans over 50 years. Certainly a glorious career, too. Studded, just literally studded with brilliant and memorable performances. She says of her first role, "Nobody ever explained anything about acting to me. We were expected to know." I guess there were two in that family, and she certainly knew. See, reading Miss Barrymore's memoirs impressed upon me, of all the people I know, she certainly qualified to drop a few names. I'm telling you, some names, too, that conjure up fascinating images out of the past. Maude Adams and William Gillette, John Drew, E.H. Southern. Well, you know, at the age of 17, she was in London playing in Sir Henry Irving's company. She tells of dancing with Lord Kitchener. She became an intimate friend of such as Whistler, Henry James, Ellen Terry. And she was engaged to be married at one time to Gerald Dumaurier. Winston Churchill was a member of Parliament at that time. He's one of a group known as the Hooligans because of their boisterous behavior in the sessions of Parliament. They were great friends, of course, Winston Churchill and Ethel Barrymore, and they still are, I imagine. She tells of her brothers, John and Lionel, how they broke into show business, of how Lionel abandoned the stage at one time for several years, convinced that he had no ability. I only got to read this one installment, which covers only a few years of her career, and I can hardly wait for the book to come out. One thing I can tell you, though, I know for sure, one of the most memorable experiences of my whole career was working with Miss Barrymore in a picture that I made a couple of years ago. She's that rare person who, though possessed of great dignity, is never stuffy. Her familiarity with everything about what's going on in the sports world just amazed me. I can remember at that time we were making the picture. Joe Louis had was beaten for his title, and talking about the fight on the set the next morning, she said, "Well, Joe's left is gone. Instead of shooting it like he used to, he just paws with it." It's a pretty accurate analysis when you stop to think of it, even if sort of an unexpected one from the acknowledged queen of the American theater. I remember one day we were having a lull during the shooting of the picture, and we had a portable radio out on the location. We were listening to a football game between the Los Angeles Rams and the Cleveland Browns. Just as she came up where we were sitting listening to the radio, the announcer said, "There's been a fumble down there." Ethel said, "Oh, heavens, here we are back in the Ivy League again." Well, I'm certainly waiting for the book, and I know from what I read of it in the Ladies' Home Journal, it's going to make fascinating reading for any of you people, too, or interested in the theater, or who are interested in some of the great people that Ethel Barrymore worked with and met and knew.
It's wonderful, it's marvelous, you should care for me. It's awful nice, it's paradise, it's what I love to see. You made my life so glamorous, you can't blame me for feeling amorous. Oh, it's wonderful, it's marvelous, that you should care for me. Marvelous. you should care for me. It's so awful nice, paradise. What I love to see, you've made my life so glamorous. Don't you go blaming me for getting amorous. It's wonderful, marvelous, that you should care for me.
We're going to step aside here for an instant now as Galen Drake moves in to tell us all about the new coffee flavor Instant Postum.
You know, if you ask the average fellow, if he thinks he's a good man, he'll say, well, sure, I'm a good man. Say, I never hurt anybody in my whole life. Well, now, that may be so, but isn't it strange how we sometimes sin against ourselves? Of course, we take care of other things, the family, the job, and charities, but how about our own good health? Maybe you say, oh, I do pretty good, eat fairly sensibly, and oh, a diet once in a while. I don't sleep so good, though. I feel a little dragged out now and then, but then, after all, I'm no kid anymore. Yeah, and maybe you're kidding yourself, too. Those little danger signals may mean that you're depending on the caffeine in coffee for that quick pickup. Now, your doctor would be the first to tell you that for some people, one of the worst offenders against the delicate nervous system is caffeine. So switch from caffeine-heavy coffee to new coffee flavor Instant Postum. No caffeine. No jumpy nerves and can keep you awake. Try new coffee flavor Instant Postum for at least 30 days and you'll look better, feel better, and act better.
Well, I have my little chamber music group ready here again with a standard that lays pretty good for a journeyman sea-level baritone like myself.
Sweet and lovely, sweeter than the roses in May. Sweet and lovely, heaven must have sent her my way. Skies above me never were as blue as their eyes. And she loves me. Who would want a sweeter surprise? When she nestles in my arms so tenderly, there's a thrill that words cannot express. In my heart, a song of love is taunting me. Melody haunting me. Sweet and lovely, sweeter than the roses in May. And she loves me. Nothing more I can say.
Should we get together tomorrow night, huh? Same time, same place? Good night, then, and thank you very much.
Bing Crosby Show is produced and transcribed in Hollywood by Bill Morrow and Myrtle McKenzie and brought to you by new coffee flavor Instant Postum, the wonderful tasting hot beverage that contains no caffeine. It lets you sleep. Try some soon. Enjoy new coffee flavor Instant Postum and you'll enjoy your sleep. This is the CBS Radio Network.
Stay tuned for the Amos and Andy Music Hall. This is...